Of the seven states that hold Democratic contests tomorrow, Arizona ranks second in the number of delegates it can deliver to a candidate. Arizona is a complex state in which to campaign because it has such a diverse group of voters, lots of retirees, a large Latino population, along with many veterans and active duty military personnel. NPR's John McChesney reports the candidates have used their television advertising to target each of those constituencies.
Because one in five Arizona voters are still undecided, according to a recent poll, the first Western state primary is a difficult call at this point. That poll does show Massachusetts Senator John Kerry in the lead over the others, even though he only began airing political ads here last Wednesday, while Howard Dean, Wesley Clark, and Joe Lieberman have been working the state for several weeks. To find out how people are reacting to the on-air campaign, we gathered a group of Democrats in Tucson, a city where they outnumber Republicans, and asked them to evaluate a sampling of political ads. We started with retired General Wesley Clark.
Families are struggling. Every night, moms and dads worry about their children and how they'll make it. Everyone talks about families, but what's Washington done? My tax reform plan will make millionaires pay their fair share.
The ad features Clark strolling across a warmly lit living room, talking straight into the camera. Of all the candidates, Clark has spent the most on advertising in Arizona, targeting veterans and people on active military duty here, and stressing his outsider status. Earlier biographical ads featured his military accomplishments, something absent from this current ad. Paul Eckerstrom is a prosecuting attorney in Tucson and chairman of the Pima County Democratic Party.
He needed to do something like this that humanized him a little bit, made him more of a candidate for president rather than a general.
While our group generally approved of the ad, no one was swayed by it one way or the other. That was not the case, however, with an ad being run by John Kerry. This is an ad that was used with apparent success in Iowa and New Hampshire. The campaign has made two versions of the ad. Each one offers testimonials from former crew members of Kerry's gunboat in Vietnam. One is white, and the other features David Alston, an African American. And there's a segue to Kerry himself.
When the bullets began to hit the side of the boat, the boom, the pow, 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 we found out that John Kerry can lead.
There's a sense after Vietnam that every other day is extra,
that you have to do what's right. You know, it's right to roll back the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy to guarantee all Americans health care.
In this version of the ad, we see gunboats racing up a river in Vietnam, and then we see a close-up of an earnest John Kerry. Our audience liked both ads, but liked the second one better. But while the ad with Alston will be shown in South Carolina and Missouri, states with significant black populations, only the ad with the white crew member, Del Sandusky, is airing so far in Arizona. Several undecided members of our group said they were deeply moved by the ad. 24-year-old Sarah Nixon Kirshner works with AmeriCorps.
I'm still an undecided voter, but I'm leaning towards Kerry. And part of it is these commercials, can I just say? Because it's not even the footage, it's his sincerity. His integrity and character just shine. He's just telling you what he thinks is right, and I believe him. I believe him. And I'm a skeptic when it comes to these things.
Most people said the ad succeeded because of the smooth, some would say slick, transition between every day being extra after Vietnam and doing what's right. Kerry is also airing a Spanish-language commercial. When Howard Dean came up, most of the people in the room said that his recent decision not to air commercials here just before the primary could hurt him badly. 23-year-old Sheila Bappett is a law student.
Given that the campaign strategy is to run the ads before the primary, when he doesn't do it, it just raises a lot of eyebrows. What could be wrong?
North Carolina Senator John Edwards is not running ads here either. But Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has invested heavily in advertising here over the past couple of months, some in Spanish and Navajo. A recent poll, though, shows him trailing the pack of major contenders. His ads stress his conservative stance on national security.
And even in the face of political pressure, Joe Lieberman has never wavered in his fight against terrorism for cutting taxes.
Our group had seen a lot of Lieberman commercials over the past weeks, and most were not impressed, some because of his pontificating style. Joe Sokowski does public relations for Tucson Electric Power Company.
I think the message itself can sell. I'm just not sure if he's the person to sell it.
All of these candidates plan to visit Arizona before the primary, but their stops will be brief because there are seven states demanding their attention. So the battle for hearts and minds will continue largely over the airwaves. John McChesney, NPR News.